The Guide to Your Ride podcast is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, hosted by their president, Chris Rink, and me, Rich Lupia, owner of UpstateSnow.com. Let's get ready to ride. It's Guide to Your Ride time. We've had the big snows, and the Southern Zone will be opening up in a matter of days as hunting season comes to a close. Christmas is approaching. We've got a white Christmas, and everyone's itching to ride. And this is the Guide to Your Ride. This podcast, Chris Rink, the president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, and I started up last season to give you, the snowmobiling community, the latest information on trail conditions and club news and things that you need to know before you go out and hit the trails across upstate New York. And so, of course, with the snowmobile season already starting in some areas of the Northern Tier, and with Southern Tier getting ready to go next week, we have fired this podcast up. And you can count on this every week here at UpstateSnow.com, every Wednesday or Thursday, until the snow stops falling and everything starts melting for good in March, or hopefully early April. Let's say hello to Chris Rink from the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. And Chris, I'll have you introduce our special guest tonight.
Cool, Rich. Thanks for the intro, and I'm looking forward to a great year. And I guess we'll cut right to it. As many people know, if you've been following Lewis County, the Tug Hill area, Old Forge, Adirondacks, we are just striking out on snow. We have anywhere from 4 to 6 inches on the ground, a nice hard crusty base, but really just not enough to get any trails open or any groomers rolling. So for the rest of this week and over the weekend, a majority of the clubs are not going to be able to open up anything unless there's some type of lake effect event, in the near future. And in true Guide Your Ride fashion, with all the snow coming up, we obviously reached out to some of the clubs across the state that did receive a bulk of snow that we don't really get to touch base with that much. So I'll introduce Chaz. Chaz is from the Saratoga Snowmobile Association, and they were fortunate enough to get a pretty good dumping of snow last night and this morning. So Chaz, welcome to Guide Your Ride. And I guess we'd love to hear a little bit about yourself and mostly, about your club.
Yeah, sure. How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. So my name is Chaz Albertson. I'm the president of the Saratoga Snowmobile Association. Our club is located in northwestern Saratoga County. We operate in the towns of Greenfield, Corinth, Porter Corners, Day, Edinburgh, Middle Grove. And most of our trails are up on the mountain, and we always say up on the mountain. We're at about 2,000 foot elevation, and we're a conglomerate of two clubs, actually. So the Mullyville Trail System and the Sacandaga Snowmobile Club merged this year, actually in March, April timeframe, and we merged the two clubs into one. And so Mullyville was a pretty strong club, and Sacandaga was a pretty strong club, and we said, why don't we merge the two and make one big club here. And we have about 75 miles of funded and unfunded trails. We go everywhere from the Great Sacandaga Lake all the way up to 2,000 foot elevation at Lake Desolation. We're in Saratoga County, and realistically, from the edge of the trails to downtown Saratoga is only 15 minutes. And wow. I think one of the great things people don't realize about snowmobiling in New York is they think, hey, you got to head up and ride, up in the Adirondacks or up in Old Forge, Tug Hill, where those guys typically get tons of snow. And, here we are in Saratoga County, 2,000 feet of elevation. And oftentimes we have snow and people don't realize it. So, we're trying to promote our trails as, that place you can come to midweek. You can come up. There's lots of spots to unload. You can ride 60, 70, 80 miles in a night, go up to the tavern at Tinney's and Lake Desolation, have a little dinner, and be home by 9 o'clock, and probably rip off like 90 miles. And so it's a little gem, that kind of hidden gem here in Saratoga County. So we're getting started promoting it and getting people aware of what we got going on here.
So 15 minutes to downtown Saratoga Springs, that puts you about 30-ish minutes
from Glens Falls, Clifton Park, from Albany, Schenectady, Troy, from the heart of the Capital Region, probably under an hour, even with the traffic, especially if you stay off the Northway. And even for folks in the Mohawk Valley, in the Utica-Rome area, it's not it's almost as long as going up to the Tug Hill or to Old Forge. But in a situation like this where you guys have more snow than there, it's another option for them to think about, another great place to explore. And that's the one thing that we're going to push as clubs open up, like, you know, like yours in the coming days, is, hey, go where the snow is and go where you normally don't have a chance to ride, or someplace different, so we can spread the traffic out and not choke everybody off in one spot. So, Chaz, tell us how much snow you have over the system right now and what your challenges are in getting the system open in the coming days.
Yeah, sure. So as of this time last night, we had zero snow on the ground, not even a flake. And so as of today, 24 hours later, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 inches of fresh snow.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. The snow guessers out there did a poor job.
Hey, I'm one of them. It is what it is, but at least I didn't call for 30 and we ended up with 10. That would have been worse.
Yeah, right. So no, they, we were in that band of watching the news the other night that Northern Saratoga County was anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, maybe. And I woke up this morning at about 5 o'clock and looked out. And sure enough, about 5:30, all the groomer operators started texting one another. And everybody's got their tape measures out in their backyards. And we had, gosh, this morning at 5 o'clock, we had 20, 22, 24, 26 inches. And it snowed all the way till noon. And so we've got a ton of snow. Much like Chris's problem up in that lake effect band area, it's all fluff. And so, what we're going to have our groomers are going to roll tomorrow. I'm going out in the new piston bully with our director of grooming operations, Walt Schleser. We're going to head out about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're not even going to bring a drag. We're going to drive through the woods, kind of get that blade circulating the snow, trying to get the air out of it. And, like I said before, we started at zero snow and we went to 30 inches. So there's no telling if we're going to be able to create a base out of this snow or not. So we're going to get the machine out there and see if we can't start working it and getting the air out of it. So typical fashion, we're getting messages throughout the course of the day, texts, phone calls. Are you guys open? Are the trails ready? No, they're not ready. And to be honest, we haven't even had a chance to check them since hunting season ended on Sunday. And so I hate to say, we kind of got caught with our pants down. We were going to have our first work party on Saturday and, it was shaping up to be a good day. Everybody's going to bring their wheelers up, do some pruning, check for blowdowns, things like that. And, we didn't know what was going to happen with this storm. And, we kind of said, let's play it by ear and see what happens. And, so here we are. We thought maybe 3 to 6 inches. Instead, we got a ton. So we're going to go to plan B, and that's going to be, we're going to run groomers. We're going to try to pack the trails in and probably reconvene tomorrow night and see how things shape up. And then Saturday, if we could still do the work party, it's probably going to be a work party with snowmobiles instead of four-wheelers, because there's just no way four-wheelers are going to make it through the snow. So we have a John Deere Gator with tracks that we use that we bought this year for grooming. And I took it today and just tried to see if I could make it through the yard with it. And I made it about 4 feet that sunk right to the bottom.
Oh.
So the snow is nothing but fluff. And, the Gator wouldn't ride up on it. And so, the same is going to be said for anything with wheels. So we're going to try to keep all the wheelers off. People have been asking if they can get out and ride yet. We're kind of saying, please don't, because there is no base. So we got to get that base built, get it beat in and packed in. And then once we do, we'll be grooming.
Well, the good news on the weather side is that it's going to be chilly the next couple of days, but we are going to get some days above freezing, and there's not a lot of precipitation in the long range in the next several days. Light systems, that'll be either snow or maybe a snow-rain mix in the lower elevations, but up by you guys with the higher elevations, it should be snow. But there will be times to where it's up near freezing. The sun will come out. That'll help to settle it and compact it, but it's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take a couple of days, to maybe a week for it to fully settle in. So, with people that want to help when it does come time, and for people that want information on your club and on trail conditions, where to park and all of those things, give us that, give us your Facebook and your web address, and also tell us more about your YouTube channel.
Yeah. So what we did this year with the joining of the two clubs, we wanted to create a new website, started from scratch. So the website is SaratogaSnowmobile.com. Keep it simple, right? So from that website, we have all the information that you would need if you're a snowmobiler wanting to come up. You've got the map that you can view and download in PDF form if you wanted to. There's on the map shows all the different parking locations. So all the different trailheads where there's parking, that's listed on there. We have fuel up at Tinney's Tavern on Lake Desolation, so you could park up on Fox Hill Road and Lake Desolation Road up by the tavern, and you can get 91 octane fuel there as long as the tavern is open. You stop in, tell the ladies or the bartenders you need fuel, and they'll help you out. Our Facebook page is linked to our website, so if you know people that are not on Facebook that want to just go right to the web, you go to SaratogaSnowmobile.com. You'll see the Facebook pages there. There's a regular Facebook page, and then there's a trail conditions page that we're going to be keeping updated as we groom and get things open. And so people can link right to that. And so this year, with the joining of the two clubs, you know, we thought what better way to promote the club than start putting out some content. And, this day and age, people love video content, right? People will sit and watch YouTube videos for hours on things that they like, right? And so, you know, poor Chris sitting at work tonight. He's probably watching YouTube videos of snowmobiles. And so we said, you know what, let's create a cool YouTube channel where we just do snowmobile-related content and do it to promote Saratoga Snowmobile. And so me and a friend of mine, Danny Bell, one of our treasurers, we've been putting content out there. So we did some groomer walk-arounds. We actually built some homemade drags. So we did, kind of videoed us building drags. So there's going to be a bunch of content that's coming out. And yeah, it's just we're having fun with it. We're being goofy, you know, but it's just snowmobile-related stuff. And, we're trying to have fun with it and give people something to watch and promote snowmobiling and promote Saratoga.
That's awesome, man. That's really awesome. So, I mean, Rich and Chaz, it sounds like the kind of messages to the riders out there across the state and across the tri-state area that although we did receive 30, 40 inches of snow in places, it's probably not ready to go and definitely really won't be ready to go by Friday or Saturday to ride. You guys are having some work details this weekend. I'm assuming if there's people out there that want to bring up some sleds and do some help, they could probably message your Facebook club or meet you guys at your groomer barn or whatnot. Is that true, Chaz?
Yeah. If what we're asking people to do is message us on Facebook, you know, you go right to Saratoga Snowmobile's Facebook page and just message us if you want to get involved. You know, you mentioned groomer barn. Unfortunately, we don't have a home, buddy. So we don't have a groomer barn.
Okay. Gotcha.
So we're transients. We're living on the side of the road with our groomers and doing the best we can with keeping them at people's properties. And, so we've got some nice folks who have let us park them at different places. And, we have a little piece of property on part of the mountain that we lease and have a little hut there called a groomer barn. But, we got a piece of property. We're looking to, put a groomer barn on. We're working on that. Hopefully that comes through in the next few years. And yeah, we're just we're growing in the name of snowmobiling and in the name of having fun.
Listen, man, that's how all the clubs start. So it's nothing to, you know, you guys are doing an amazing job. It sounds, you know, like you guys are really doing the right thing. What are some other clubs that kind of touch you and some other trail systems that might be around you that people might be able to look to ride to during the Christmas week once things kind of settle in and some clubs are able to catch up?
Yeah, so one of the things I would say is I don't know that Sacandaga Lake is frozen over, and if it is, it's probably not safe.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't recommend lakes at all, especially because Lake Pleasant and Indian Lake literally skimmed over a day before the snow. The snow's going to insulate, and unless if it's been a really cold November, December, trying to ride the lakes before New Year's Day is a dicey proposition. I know we did it a few years ago. I think in 17 we were able to do it, but no and no on that.
So that said, if you were to look to ride some local trails that would keep you off of the lakes, you know, you could ride all of our trail system, you know, hit 75 miles, do some loops, get up to probably 90 miles, then you could head down through Galway's trail system, which is behind Tinney's Tavern. Get done through Galway, you hit Charlton. You know, Charlton's got about, I think, about 50 miles of trails. And Charlton, they go all the way west. And from there, you could link into some of the trails over on the southwestern part of the lake. And you could head down in the southern part of Saratoga. And now that there's snowpack all over the area, you could travel as far down as Saratoga Lake. And so there'll be some good riding to be had, and you don't have to get on a lake to do it, which is nice.
That's excellent to hear. I mean, Chaz, being from Poughkeepsie, New York, that's exciting for me. I mean, obviously it's a weird year. We're kind of dead in the water, in Lewis County and on the hill, with really no major end in sight. I'm sure Rich will give us a quick update at the end, but this might be something that I look to, you know, during the holiday week. I might try to, you know, get out there with friends and family.
Hey, Chaz, I really appreciate you coming on and representing Saratoga. And I want you to give me any additional information for folks out there. Anything else that we didn't cover in this podcast that people should know, especially with anything coming up between now and Christmas?
Yeah, well, thanks, guys, for having me on. I really appreciate it. And one of the things I wanted to, you know, point out was, yeah, we got a big dumping of snow and it's great. But like I said before, we had no base before this. And so we really need to get that snow packed in. We really need the weather to cooperate and give us a little bit of moisture into this snow to turn it into a good base. So, you know, those folks that want to come up, want to get involved this weekend, there was a work party we had scheduled for Saturday. You know, what we're probably going to say is bring snowmobiles and strap on a chainsaw and, you know, strap on a pair of loppers, because, you know, we didn't get a chance to check for downed trees and we didn't get a chance to really do a lot of trimming yet. And so this may not be the weekend to get out there and rip off 100 miles, but this will be a good weekend to just come up, get involved, you know, meet some of the crew and you know, help out and at least get the sled out there. So we don't know for sure yet. We're, like I said, we got to get out there tomorrow with the groomers and just drive them through the woods and see if we can't make it a full circle. You know, as far as that's concerned, we're happy to get the snow. You know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. We didn't have any, now we have too much. And so we're just, you know, we're thankful for it. And we think probably if you look at next weekend after Christmas, it'll probably be fantastic by then. We'll have enough time to beat it in, get all the groomers out there panning it down and packing it in, and I'd say by next weekend, as long as the weather holds up good, the week between Christmas and New Year's should be fantastic riding up here.
Excellent. Chaz Albertson, President, Saratoga Snowmobile Association, thank you so much for jumping on the Guide to Ride podcast and giving us an eye as to how things are going on up there. And we will definitely check in with you throughout the season. Check out their YouTube page, and folks in the Capital Region, we have a lot of fans in the Capital Region, head northwest Don't worry about going to the Hill or Old Forge just yet. Go up and help them out. Help out Charlton. Help out Galway. Help out some of the clubs in Washington County. That would be awesome if you could do that this weekend. So I'm going to go into just a little brief synopsis, and you had mentioned the weather, if the weather holds up. I am seeing very optimistic signs, and I'm going to cover this in Friday morning's morning blog, and I will be mentioning it in the morning blogs in the days to come. Again, the morning blog is a quick synopsis of the weather and anything that you need to know. If we've got decent accumulations coming, I'll throw up a snow map. Hopefully it'll be more useful than the snow map that was for this last storm, but you know, we've already kind of joked about that. But in any case, what I'm seeing in the pattern is not the big warm up towards Christmas like we were thinking before. This snowstorm has changed the pattern. We're going to get more into a clipper pattern. It's going to be very cold the next couple of nights. It's going to be bitter cold, many areas near or below zero, especially Friday night and into Saturday morning. So if you do go out and help on the trail Saturday morning, bundle up. It's going to be cold. And then we have a clipper system, weak clipper system coming in on Sunday. Temps may actually jump up above freezing. That's not a bad thing right now. I know we're all hypersensitive about anytime the temps get above freezing, because in the last several years, anytime the temps get above freezing or there's any mention of rain, it usually turns into a wipeout. That's not going to happen in this case. Clipper systems are moisture starved unless if they're really strong, and if they're really strong, they tend to be snow. And speaking of, keep your eyes on Monday afternoon and into Tuesday morning next week. Also keep your eyes on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. There's two potential clippers coming behind the weak one that's going to hit on Sunday. And, you know, the temperatures might start varying. They might start going up and down, might get a little warm. But you know what? Freeze-thaw cycles are actually a good thing for helping to build the base. And if we get a little extra here, even if it's only an inch or two, and then a little settling, then another couple of inches, we will be in business. And what Chaz promised, we will actually be able to deliver and do our part in the weather department. So I am optimistic not only that the snow is going to stick around and that most of upstate New York is going to see a white Christmas, but optimistic that for the only the second time in a decade, we will actually have opportunities for riding between Christmas and New Year's. So, Chris, I'm going to let you have the final word and anything else that people need to know and the important reminders that we need to keep shouting from the mountaintops and from the hilltops.
Well, Rich, it's always a pleasure, and that's welcome news. That's definitely would be a Christmas miracle if we could get going here between Christmas and New Year's. I think the take-home message is, folks, just check with the clubs, check with the Facebook pages, check with the websites, and see what's open. It seems to me like statewide, we're still in a holding pattern. So keep that in mind. And I think it's really, really interesting and fortunate that for one time, we can take all the attention off the Lewis County, the Herkimer, the Jefferson, the Oswego, and the Oneida counties, the typical snowbelt counties. And we should really put our focus on, you know, Saratoga County, what's going on in Warren and Washington counties. Let's take this opportunity to maybe visit them, support those clubs, and do a little bit of riding there while we wait for the other areas to build up. So, Chaz, thank you again for taking the time to connect with us. Sorry it was a last-minute notice, but, you know, hopefully we can build our relationship. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful, you know, Christmas and holiday season. Stay safe. You know, stay on the trail, yield to the trail close signs, and obviously join where you ride. So thanks so much, guys.
Hey, absolutely. Chaz, thank you so much. Chris, thank you so much. And again, we mentioned Warren, Saratoga, and Washington counties because they are northern zone, and northern zone areas are open. As Chaz had mentioned, the hunting seasons are over. Remember, snowmobile seasons open up after the deer hunting seasons end. And for a good portion of the state, that is Tuesday the 22nd, at sunset. But again, as always, check with your local clubs, and just because hunting season officially ends doesn't mean that the trails automatically open. A lot of clubs, especially these smaller clubs in places like Schoharie County, Delaware County, Otsego County, Shenango County, Broome County, Cortland County, Tioga County, Chemung County, areas that got hit hard, whose trail systems normally don't get a lot of workout, well, give them some love. Give them some attention. Seek them out. We'll try to seek them out and promote them as much as we can here at UpstateSnow.com. And that is the Guide to Your Ride podcast for this Thursday, December 17th, 2020. I'm Rich Lupia from UpstateSnow.com. God bless. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Guide to Your Ride podcast, heard each week during snowmobile season from December to March here on UpstateSnow.com. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for their support.